Oh, good afternoon, Lee. Going well. What a beautiful day.
Can't complain, can you?
No.
Last week, you ended up at The Living Room, which is a forum held at the Devonport Library each month. Can you tell me about The Living Room and what it is?
Well, Jane Ford runs a Q&A, basically. She has a whole range of interesting guests. They come in on the first Friday of the month, and between 10 and 11, she has someone sitting in a very relaxed atmosphere, although you need to sort of book in, I think, just for COVID numbers. You book in and go along and get to listen to very, you know, wide, varied, interesting guests. And you get to ask a few questions if you're lucky enough and have a pleasant morning. Devonport Library does a whole lot of different really good things that some people may or may not be aware of. If you're not a member, you should get down there and get a library card and just ask and find out what all the great stuff that they do and services they provide. It's, you know, it's one of the best things. I'd love to attend on a Friday if I can, in the first of the month.
Yeah. So last week's guest was Anna Royal, who's the manager of the new Novotel Hotel in Devonport. What did you learn, Jared?
Oh, look, it's pretty exciting. I learnt that... you know, she's not a rookie, Anna, at opening hotels. It's a fifth hotel that she's opened. One of the last ones was in Hobart for her. What else? It's opening soon.
Well,
November.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yes, and possibly before if they can get Regal on. It's you know, they've got to be a bit careful on announcing opening dates. They're pretty certain it'll be done by then, and it may be even a bit earlier.
Don't be that guy.
One of the best things that I learnt was that they're going to invite the locals, the community, down to have a look at their restaurant and look through the rooms, etc., before it actually gets underway. So an open day for locals will be fantastic, and people are able to get an appreciation of how good it is and how well situated the hotel is. You know, so looking out over the river will be probably the main rooms, and then you've got the out the back way, I suppose you're looking at mountain views.
Yeah, well, you would be, yeah. It is quite high. I haven't been lucky enough to have a bit of a look through it yet. I can't wait to have a look at the suspended bridge. That's going to be amazing, the walkway there. But they've got a recruitment day coming up at the end of this month as well. So if anybody is interested in working in hospitality or that particular sector, keep an eye out there. And look, one thing I did want to ask you, Jared, you've been part of Devonport and Devonport's community for a very long time. How excited are you to see development like this going ahead this day and age?
Oh, look, really, really looking forward to it, because it's probably the only corporate-style hotel on the coast, and it'll be a fantastic base for many people, and people don't sort of probably recognise Devonport as a base at this stage, but I'm sure in the future people will be looking at places, they'll come here, they'll know that they've got a really great spot to stay, to head out from. You know, they call Devonport the gateway to Tasmania for a reason, and now it'll be truly a base for people to, you know, head off to Stanley, head off to Cradle Mountain, all those sorts of lovely places, and be able to get back and, you know, relax in a beautiful hotel with a wonderful outlook over our city. So pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's all about setting the foundations for the future moving forward. And what about the landscape of Devonport changing as well? That must be, you know, a shining light in your eyes.
Oh, look, it's pretty exciting, isn't it? You know, we've got a city that's going ahead, and... well done, the people that managed to push through before me into the Living City, with the concept. And it really has changed the way that people view us, and business is certainly up and about. People appreciate what's happening, and there's a whole lot of positivity around our city. It's going forward, and, there's lots of development in the wind, and people are just being really keen to make things happen, and with people coming and flying in, and I'm sure there'll be conferences, and they'll work really hard with the Power Naval Convention Centre there just nearby. they will go hand in glove, which will be a good thing. People will just want to come to Devonport, I'm sure.
Oh, and again, more positivity with the second airline. Rex will start flights into and out of Devonport a little later this month too. Holy, it's all going on, Jared.
Oh, look, it's exciting, isn't it? No, it's great. It's great to see it happening, and it's sort of coming together. I mean, I know you can't ever get, sit back and pat yourselves on the back too much, but it is good at the moment, and I suppose excitement of once the hotel opens and that new waterfront park's completed and people can sort of get a bit more of a vision of how it all is, because we've all watched it and seen it sort of coming together bit by bit, but once it all opens, it'll be fantastic, I reckon.
Fantastic. And if you want to know more about the Living Room Forums, then simply log on to the Devonport Library Facebook page and find out a little bit more there. Jared, your phone's ringing. Let you go.
Yeah, good on you, Lee. Thanks very much,
nice
mate.
Nice to chat. Bye.
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 Thank you.